Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Reading about the latest, I don't know if it's the latest, it's the latest, and this is the whole point of why I'm bringing this up. It's what we know to be the latest hack, major hack and breach of a system, probably occurred a couple of months ago. You know, so here's what we need to understand. There's a hack happening today that we're going to find out about in April. And that's the way it's going to be. Anthem, the health insurance company, had millions of health insurance records stolen. Apparently, the hackers got the credentials of five different employees and used those to penetrate the network. And Anthem is now saying that they may have been inside that system since December. Stole names, social security numbers, and other information for up to 80 million Anthem customers. January 27th, a computer administrator at Anthem discovered that an outsider was using his security credentials to log into their system. Investigators think now that hackers somehow obtained those credentials of another four tech workers, probably, but they don't know, through email phishing attempts. Now, I would have to say that it's probably about a 90% certainty that that's how they did it. And that's the thing that I keep talking to people about on a daily basis is I'm not telling you, because I don't think it works and I don't think it's good for you, to just be paranoid. You know, I'm not telling you to just sit there and be completely paranoid all the time and be afraid to get on the internet, but I am telling you to be really skeptical. When you're on the internet, don't be in and I think a lot of us are, in almost a fog mentality mode where we're just kind of going along. The brain is disengaged. And we're just kind of clicking and clicking and clicking and mousing and clicking. You get an email, no panic, no fear. Your heart doesn't skip a beat. You don't get a weird feeling in your stomach. You just don't click. That's it. That's it. You just don't click. You just don't, no matter what. And, you know, I mean,
what if they're offering me money, Dr. Dave? What if it says I have money waiting for me?
I know.
How can I resist that?
I know.
I have to be able to click to see if it's true.
I know. And the other, you know, one of the really horrible ones, and it's kind of strange because I've been getting a lot of calls from this particular area in California about this. And it makes me wonder what's happening in that particular. Are they particularly stupid? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Or is there something else going on that's making it happen a lot in this particular area in California? And I'm not going to tell you where. Don't want to insult people. But actually, I do. But I'm not going to at this point. The worst thing is there's the ransomware, where you click on the FedEx, we couldn't deliver your important package email, and it encrypts your hard drive. Your data's gone forever unless you pay them money. There is no way to get it back. There is no computer expert that will decrypt that. You have to pay the money. Now, fortunately, I told you that we talked about this 2 years ago. A small police department outside of Boston, their entire network was encrypted. They paid the bad guys to decrypt their data for the police department.
Now, wait a minute. Did they run a sting on them to lure them in so they would find out who they were so they could arrest them?
No.
But they just paid them because they needed
They paid them because they needed to be operational and arrest criminals.
That's a scary thought, isn't it? And what's to say that they don't try to do that with the U.S. government?
Right. No, and see, and that's the whole point of this whole thing is, you know, in pondering my discussion about this morning with this latest Anthem breach, in my knowledge of things that are going on and my personal experience with dealing with some of this stuff, we need to not run around afraid. We need to not, I'll tell you what they do now. Is they don't tell you you've got $25 million coming. Although sometimes they do a little bit, but it's not like it used to be 10 years ago. Now the thing is, you're infected and you're vulnerable. Or your bank account has been breached. Please click here to update your login information or we'll shut down your account. It's fear-based stuff. It isn't the carrot that they're baiting you with now that you're going to become a billionaire. It is, you're going to be shut down. All your, you know, your bank account shut down, your PayPal account shut down, your eBay account shut down, or whatever. You've been breached, and you need to click on this to update your login information. And guess what? When you do that, you will be breached. And they bait you with the very thing that you're trying to avoid. It's a real irony.
So if you just do what you just discussed earlier, absolutely don't click on anything.
Do not click.
Go check it.
Don't
yourself
do
via
it.
Your regular login.
Yeah.
And see if
you get
on.
You get a frightening, panicked email from Bank of America that your account is exploded, and the Russians have all your money. That's the Russians trying to get your money. You log into the B of A. Normally, check your account. If you're so panicked you can't get it together, and you're and you have completely forgotten your password because your adrenaline is so out of control because of this frightening email, and you don't know what to do, call them. Look on the bank, look on the back of your ATM card or your credit card. There will be an 800 number on the back there. Call them and say,
it's true.
I'm so panicked, I'm bleeding from the eyes.
Right.
What do I do?
Well, and you know, my first thing would be to tell them to.
And they'll tell you to click on that email right away.
What are you doing calling us now? This is dangerous. No, what you need to do is, first of all, take about 5 to 10 minutes and relax and get your adrenaline down to a normal level.
Relaxez-vous.
Have a little cup of tea or whatever is going to relax you. And then maybe call them or get online and look at your account.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's the whole thing is they're there is an old saying. There's a book called The Secrets of Consulting that's not even in print anymore, I don't think. Brilliant, brilliant book. You know, Secrets of Consulting, does that sound like a little dry? This is one of the funniest, brilliant, insightful books you'll ever read. Not even in print anymore. Done in the 70s or 80s, I think early 80s. One of my favorite books ever, of all books. And one of the things that he talks about there is no matter what they tell you, it's always a people problem. And this guy was written by a unbelievable geek. It was an IBM engineer, brilliant guy, and had that unique ability to bridge technical and human factors and troubleshoot problems, solve problems. And in his experience, no matter what they tell you, it's always a people problem. Well, I got to tell you, that's my experience too. 30 years later. Now, that's not to say there aren't technical issues, but because you might say, well, geez, you know, my account, I got, you know, I was one of those Anthem people and all my data has been purged. I didn't have anything to do with it. What do you mean a people problem? Well, can practically guarantee that those five folks that they stole the credentials of, they didn't get it from some technical brilliance where they installed some incredible piece of hardware or software. They just baited those guys, and those guys fell for it. And I'm not faulting them. I don't want to pile onto that administrator or the other four folks because, number one, I don't really know what happened. But can practically guarantee you that's how it happened, and that's how it will happen with you. It won't be because these guys are just incredibly technically brilliant.
Right.
They'll use technical tools, but what they ultimately will leverage is human behavior.
They call that social engineering?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they get to you.
Or in my case, antisocial engineering.
Right. But that doesn't work on you.
No. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
They end up giving you money, which is good.
Yeah, that's a happy problem.
You should reverse it on these guys, people. Send them an email back. No, actually, don't send them an email back.
No,
don't do that.
But did you hear? It's funny you bring that up. Now, this is years ago now. But did you hear about the British pastor that did that? It's got to be 10 years ago. This guy gets an email from Nigeria.
Oh, yes.
You got $25 million coming. But what you have to do this, you got to send us $80. Right. He responds back. When we come back, we'll get into the details of that story. It'll be good to revisit that again because it's just a wonderful justice story after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.